people came to the sunlit St. Mochta's Church from far and near, from across party lines, from politics and law, economics and business, to say goodbye to Brian Lenehan. The President, Mary McAleese, and Taoiseach Enda Kenny were among the mourners. The Chief Justice, John Murray, the North's Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, and EU Commissioner, Maura Geoghegan-Quinn, along with Brian Lenehan's former Cabinet colleagues, came to pay their respects.
We gather to pay our respects to a great young man cut off in the prime of his life, and we gather to commend his soul to God.
As his family arrived at the church, the hundreds of mourners assembled outside applauded as a mark of respect. Among the readings chosen by his family were a verse from St. Paul, "I've fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith." Family friend Father Eugene Kennedy said Brian Lenehan worked hard for his country, but he worked selflessly too for his constituents, improving community and, ironically, healthcare services.
And very recently, the newly constructed St. Francis Hospice Blanchardstown got the best attention from Brian and benefited enormously. Indeed, the latter, the hospice, the new Blanchardstown Hospice, will remain a monument to his work. And what a cruel irony that he was amongst its first home care patients.
Former Attorney General Paul Gallagher delivered the eulogy, saying Brian Lenehan gave up private gain for public service.
There were three qualities that defined Brian and his public service: duty, honour and country. And the other defining quality was his utter devotion to and love for his family.
He said he loved politics. It was his essence. It excited every neuron. It permeated every fibre of his being. But he said it was the extraordinary physical and mental courage he displayed in the face of illness which made him truly remarkable.
He never flagged. He never gave up. He never hesitated. He never took a step backward. And all the time, he made it seem so easy to all of us with his laughter.
Brian Lenehan is now being laid to rest in a private burial. Justin McCarthy, Today FM News, Porterstown in West Dublin.
It's a great relief. It's a wonderful day. The whole place looks splendid.
David Norris was the last of the seven candidates to lodge his nomination papers at the Customs House today, but he was again plagued by questions about the letters of clemency he wrote in defence of his former partner, accused of the statutory rape of a 15-year-old boy. There are seven letters, he's published one, and he says he's legally prevented from publishing the other six.
I'm advised that for legal reasons it's completely impossible for me to do so, and I have to take the legal advice I get. Now, I don't know if you're a lawyer, but I take the advice my lawyers give me, the same way as on the very rare occasions I visit the doctor, I take his advice too.
On Grafton Street in Dublin, Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness addressed the media at the start of his campaign. He's been called a liar by the broadcaster Gay Byrne, comments which clearly irked him this morning.
I have to say, I think that Gay's comments were bitter and intemperate. Yeah. And not worthy of him.
Earlier, Mr. McGuinness was on the Ray Darcy show, where his knowledge of Southern politics was tested.
How many TDs are there in Dáil-Éireann?
Is it 168?
Close, but no cigar. 166. Yeah. Who's the Minister for the Environment?
You know, Minister for the Environment. Minister for the Environment.
No, Phil Hogan.
Meanwhile, on Kildare Street in Dublin, Labour's Michael D. Higgins launched the final phase of his campaign. He was asked by reporters if his age would be a factor during this campaign and how he proposed to address it.
Well, there's not much I can do about my age. You know, the wonderful woman who runs the National Ploughing Championship put it very well. She said, you know, she said, it isn't the years and the life, it's the life and the years.
The other candidates, Sean Gallagher, Mary Davis, Dana and Gay Mitchell, are also taking part in various radio and television debates and interviews today as the campaign gets properly underway. Justin McCarthy, Today FM News, Dublin.
I'm not aware.
It's the last thing Sean Gallagher will have wanted in the final days of the presidential campaign, but Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness may have landed some damaging blows when he spoke about a man he says paid €5,000 to Mr. Gallagher as part of a Fianna Fáil fundraiser.
He also told me that after the event, that Sean called around to his house and took a cheque for €5,000. No, not Sean. Didn't even
Sean Gallagher initially denied that he collected money for Fianna Fáil.
Well, I have no recollection of getting a cheque from this guy.
He said the man making the claim was involved in criminality.
He's a convicted criminal, a fuel smuggler, investigated by the Criminal Assets Bureau.
But later he appeared to concede that he may have taken cash on behalf of Fianna Fáil.
If he gave me the cheque, it was made out to Fianna Fáil headquarters and it was delivered. And that was that.
Well,
it had nothing to do with me.
It wasn't the only remarkable moment in the final TV debate of the campaign. The debate's host, Pat Kenny, came in for criticism from Fine Gael's Gay Mitchell over the relevance of some of the questions being asked.
What do you have to say about it, Pat? Why did you put most of those questions to us here tonight? What have you added to the knowledge of people about the presidency by the questions you put to us here tonight?
That's quite Pat. That's
Justin McCarthy, Today FM News, Dublin.
Hold on a second, just relax, Matt, don't get too uppity.
You started
don't
this,
get
in a lively debate on The Last Word, the Jobs Minister Richard Bruton was asked by presenter Matt Cooper if the government had a plan B if Ireland votes no to the EU fiscal treaty in 2 weeks' time. The minister said a no vote would cut Ireland off from European funding and we'd have a crisis on our hands.
I suppose we will have to say that we will need access to this fund, and I think Ireland will be looking to say, can we vote again? Because we will need access to this fund.
But Nigel Farage from the UK Independence Party said the minister's remarks show that democracy in Ireland is dead.
Whether you vote no to Lisbon, whether you vote no to Nice, they make you vote again. And you have to go on voting again and again and again until you get the answer that the Irish politicians and their German masters want.
Earlier, Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald and Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin clashed over how much a yes vote would cost Ireland.
If you actually look at what analysts are saying, They do the projections and they look from 2015 onwards, and they state very categorically that this treaty will cost in the region of €6 billion.
That is a lie. That is a complete lie.
In additional
they do not
cuts.
Say that. Where do they say that? Name an economist who says that.
Well, if Michael Taft, for instance, Ooh. Is it Michael Taft?
Justin McCarthy, Today FM News, at the Irish Life Centre in Dublin.
To Mark Seachtain na Gaeilge, Leaders' Questions was held entirely through Irish Today, causing some difficulty for TDs and reporters. But for affluent socialist leader Joe Higgins and Taoiseach Enda Kenny, it was business as usual. Joe Higgins accused the government of an act of treason and blackmailing the Irish people by allowing a clause to be inserted into the EU fiscal treaty, blocking Ireland from accessing a second bailout unless the country votes yes in the referendum. He said the clause locking us out of a second bailout was a big stick to beat the Irish people with, but the Taoiseach Enda Kenny said there was no attempt to frighten people or hold a big stick over their heads. And outside the Dáil, Enda Kenny's Transport Minister Leo Varadkar also rejected the comments made by Joe Higgins.
No, it's neither treason nor blackmail. It's a recognition of common sense and basic political fact. The ESM, which is going to be Europe's new bailout fund, Europe's IMF, has to be funded by somebody. And let's be realistic about it. By and large, it's going to be funded by taxpayers in AAA countries like Germany and Austria and the Netherlands and Finland and so on. And they're only willing to put their credit rating behind that fund and to capitalise that fund if countries that may wish to avail of it are able to sign up to basic budget rules.
Minister Varadkar also refused to be drawn on suggestions today that the government is attempting to delay the repayment of €3.1 billion in Anglo debt at the end of this month until negotiations with the EU and the ECB on Ireland's debt levels are complete. Justin McCarthy, Today FM News, Leinster House. The final report of the Mahon Tribunal stops short of making findings of corruption against former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern, but it rejects his evidence and effectively brands him a liar. It says that he failed to truthfully account for sums of money totalling more than £165,000, and says the explanations he provided for the cash sums were deemed by the tribunal to be untrue. But it fails to establish a link between the money and the property developer Owen O'Callaghan. This afternoon, the Taoiseach Enda Kenny said the report would be sent to the DPP and the Gardaí, along with other agencies, who will determine if further investigations should be carried out.
For government, we have responded here by referring the report to the DPP, to the Revenue Commissioners, to SIPO, and to the Garda Commissioner. and the government will consider the recommendations and the findings of the tribunal report on Tuesday at its meeting.
And when asked if the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern had tarnished the office of the Taoiseach, Enda Kenny said that was a question which didn't even need to be answered, as the report speaks for itself. Justin McCarthy, Today FM News, Leinster House.